I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. These are tough economic times, and many countries are imposing some tough economic measures. France just signed into law a controversial pension reform. Britain is reducing spending on higher education. And now an American commission trying to find ways to reduce the debt is recommending cutting some popular benefits. We're going to hear more about that in just a few minutes. But first, today the British government unveiled the latest in a string of austerity measures, an overhaul of the country's social safety net. The World's Laura Lynch has this update.
This is a defining moment in the long history of Britain's welfare state. Social welfare payments account for almost a third of the $1,115 billion the government spends a year. Kevin Hudson from Mansfield is a father of four who's been out of work for 6 months. He gets unemployment benefits. He says he's looking for a job, but the current system makes it hard for him to get ahead.
If I go into a college course over 16 hours, that they'll stop my benefits. If they stop that, that means everything's going to be stopped, my rent. And there's no way forward for me getting a job, to help myself get a job.
The coalition government argues the system is both unaffordable and socially harmful, creating an unemployed underclass trapped by state handouts. Ian Duncan-Smith is the minister responsible for welfare.
By creating a simpler benefit system, we will make sure work always pays more than being on benefit. And by reducing complexity, we will reduce the opportunities for fraud and error, which currently cost the taxpayer approximately £5 billion a year.
Under the measures outlined today, unemployed people would lose their benefits for up to 3 years if they repeatedly turn down job offers. Although there's broad support for the welfare reforms in principle, the opposition Labour Party spokesman on welfare, Douglas Alexander, is questioning whether there will be enough jobs.
Without work, these changes won't work, because if you're going to move people from welfare into work, there needs to be jobs for people to take up. And today we've got five claimants chasing every single vacancy in the British job market. So that's why I think it's important to remember that if you get these changes wrong, you could end up with a higher welfare bill, not a lower welfare bill.
What's at stake here is an attempt to change British society and its attitude toward work and welfare. Other changes announced in recent days are offering similar shake-ups to the kinds of benefits people here have come to expect. Just yesterday, student protesters clashed with police in London during demonstrations against plans to increase tuition fees in England. Tens of thousands of people took part in the largely peaceful march, but some broke past police lines at Conservative Party headquarters, breaking windows and throwing objects from the roof. Some politicians here are saying they expect more protests in the weeks and months to come as further cuts take hold. Public opinion polls suggest most voters accept the idea of reducing Britain's deficit. It may become a much tougher sell as the idea becomes a life-changing reality. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.